Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim, Kvamim Ches Simin Beis. We're talking about this issue of a person who has a need to leave a meal early. It's a valid need, but he has the Chiyuv of Zimun. And once the Chiyuv of Zimun is Chal, so it's a mitzvah, and he's not allowed to leave that Chiyuv. And some say even though Zimun is Rabbanon, even for mitzvah deraisa, but once it's Chal, you can't leave it. And there is an opinion, by the way, that it holds Zeman as deraisa. We pass in Zeman as derabanan, but even if it's only derabanan, once it's chal, there's a chiyuv, and Chazal put the chiyuv on the person. He can't be mafkiyim himself for that chiyuv. So the Shulchan Aruch deals with the following scenario, which the Chayyim is going to quote later on, and see if it applies over here. So the halacha is that the mezamen is being moitzi the tzibur, he's calling them to the bench, and they're responding to the benching. And we spoke about before that he should say the first bracha of Hazon aloud at least. You're at a large meal, and it's hard to hear. So the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Sadi Gimel in Sefalav deals with the situation. So there's many people there. It's not possible to hear the Birchas HaZimun from the Mavorech. Okay, so divide up into groups of 10, and each person should bench on their own. He says, well, the Balabayas is makbid on that. So cover of the Balabayas, cover of Brias, we don't want to do that. So what can we do? So Shulchan Aruch gives, based on a Gemara, gives the permission in that situation to change the Zeman from a Zeman of 10 to a Zeman of 3. If they bench 10, the Balabais is going to notice. Benching 3 people together, it's not so loud, not so noticeable. The Balabais won't notice. The Balabais won't be makbid on that. And that's better than not being yotze zimun at all by having everybody do together but not being able to hear the mezamen. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch gives an example where there's a chiyuv of a zimun of 10, excuse me, which normally you're not allowed to leave the 10. And break up into groups which are less than that, because you'd be mafkiya, the zimun b'shem. In this situation, we're going to allow you to remove yourself from a zimun b'shem, just bench with 3 people. So that's what Shabur brings in Simikum Sadi Gimel, Sivkot and Tezayin, that, so similarly, a person has to go for a Dvar Mitzvah, and if they can't wait because there'll be Bita Mitzvah, they're allowed to divide up into groups of 3. And that's the opinion of the Magen Rami. He brings to the Chayyim, later on disagrees with this question, that if in a case where by doing so you're going to end up not having 10, for sure you should not be meikel, even for the Bar Mitzvah. But the Chayyim, in a case where there'll be 10 people besides you, the question is, you have a chiyuv zimun about b'shem, since you're not being afkia the zimun totally, you're just going down from 10 to 3, and you're maintaining a chiyuv zimun. So for the purpose of this tzarich mitzvah, we're going to allow you to go from 10 to 3. So a person's by a chasna, he can't wait. So he has to go to sleep, and he'll be able to get up the next morning for davening, learning, etc. Those are dvar mitzvah. We said before, you even have some of them, there was a kula, etc. They started together, they ended together. So you don't have the eights of the chayadim of ending before them. But you can't wait. So in that situation, since you're not losing the zimun totally, you're going from a zimun of 10 to a zimun of 3, that's going to be permitted. Okay. In the Moisiv Dirshu on the Sivkotan, it brings in the Sefer Yosef Oimitz that a person is by these Sudas Gedolos, which are their Marich Behem Ma'od, and he finds that difficult because of his health, waste of time, he has to get up the next morning, so he can even bench without Zeman totally. And he brings in the Derech Chaim as well. In the case of a person that's a Dormitz Nochutz Ma'od, he can be mivorach with the atzmai, even without that. So we have a few we don't seem to pass, and Mishmur does not seem to pass on like that shita. At least a Zimun of 3 you should have. We had an Eitzah if a person was not Mitzdarev, had that was not to be Mitzdarev for the purpose of benching. We had an Eitzah if a person is Geimer beforehand. Okay. Fine. Now, an example which the Shulchan Aruch gave about not being able to hear, we will talk about later on. Chayyim brings this halacha down later on. The question, what about using a microphone? What's the status in regards to using a microphone? And the last thing we need to clarify is, what about your chiyuv of Sheva Brachas? Is there a chiyuv on the individuals to hear Sheva Brachas, which really is not a zimun issue, it's not a benching issue, it's a Hilchos Sheva Brachas issue, but it's important to understand that. Bez Hashem, we will talk about that in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day, and today is Hoshana Rabbah. Everybody should have a good Tikvitzel.